This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's good news. Three more years of the Grand Prix.
Yeah, absolutely.
Option for three more. Mm-hmm. Anything that gives us something to do with more sporting events. And look, it's hard because a big part of that race yesterday was strategy. There was so much talk about which tires to run on. Is it a two-stop race? You know, oh, here's a wreck that really benefited some people as far as they didn't have to pit anymore. And that kind of stuff is a big part of racing. It's a huge part of racing. I would say that the average person likes passing. And I think there was only one pass at the front during green flag racing, and it came near the end. And I think that's where the real drama and excitement is. However, I still enjoy it. I still like watching it. And you can't guarantee a ton of passing. They do have the longest straight. It's longer than Indy. So it's a great place to pass.
Is it wide enough? I mean,
it's pretty wide. Yeah, it's plenty wide.
It was just cool to watch and, you know, see the skyline and see the buildings. And it was if it would have been Saturday when it was like 50 degrees and windy and cold, that would have been awful.
Yeah.
At least viewing wise. But yesterday was just a postcard day.
I do something with Gator, mm-hmm, called Quiz for Gator. I'm going to do Quiz for Stoney.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right.
Now you're making me nervous.
Well, you shouldn't be.
So I'll come back with a question for you.
Okay. Oregon.
Okay.
Oregon, University of Oregon baseball team.
Okay. I'm a big fan of those batting ducks.
They were bounced. They were hosting a regional, and they lost. One of the teams that beat them was UVU.
UVU?
UVU. Stoney, who is UVU?
Well, my first thought is Virginia Union, where Ben Wallace went, but that wouldn't be correct. UVU. Utah Valley University? Would that be my guess? I have no idea.
Bravo, Mike.
Wow.
Bravo. Utah Valley University.
Wow, they're D1?
Beat Oregon, yeah.
Wow. I saw the school from my alma mater's conference, because we don't have a baseball team in America. Holy Cross made it, and they lost.
Okay.
And I saw that Vanderbilt was the first, like, number one seed to get knocked out of a super regional or whatever they call it. Since what, like 1999?
Well, there's been a lot of stunning surprises. Not only UVU, mm-hmm, then Cal Poly eliminated Oregon.
Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, that one?
No, I just think it's regular old normal Cal Poly.
Okay.
Yep. Vanderbilt got bounced by Wright State.
Wright State, yeah, Wright State, the Horizon League.
Texas got bounced by UTSA.
University of Texas, San Antonio.
Well done. Georgia, now tell me if you've heard of this opponent that beat Georgia. Duke.
Yeah.
But Georgia, Jimmy's got to be upset today.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And Kentucky bounced Clemson. So a lot of upsets in that thing. Our college baseball tournament's drunk.
Yeah. By the way, I was flipping through the channels. You would know this.
Yep.
And there was like, I wouldn't call it a 30-30. It was called like big something. I don't know.
But it was was it on?
It was on ESPN. It was like a profile on the Tennessee baseball coach.
Yeah.
And how many times he gets ejected from the game.
He's pretty controversial.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, you either love him or you hate the guy. He gets ejected a lot in college baseball.
Yeah.
And they showed the arguments with the umpires. It's like, dude.
Tennessee baseball has a reputation. And you're right.
It's because of him?
You love him or hate him. Well, the team is very to the opposite of Scotty Scheffler.
They're volatile.
Yes.
Well, Vol for Volunteers.
Right? Oh, you're so proud. Yeah. All right.
Well, here's my question for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Jay Batt has been officially announced
as
the athletic director at Michigan State.
Yes.
He's the first athletic director to be hired outside of Michigan State internally or with Michigan State ties since, I believe, 1995. Who was that athletic director?
In 1995?
I believe it said 1995.
Would have been the AD. They brought in an outsider, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I should know this.
No, you shouldn't, because I kind of forgot about this guy's name completely.
You got me.
Because we can't forget the Merritt Norvell era.
Oh, that's right.
1995 to 1999.
Okay.
This guy has good credentials at Michigan State. Hired. I mean, credential number one, and everybody's talking about the fundraising and all that.
Yeah.
He's got the blessing and the support of Nick Saban. And then to me, that checks 8,000 boxes, including Tom Izzo's.
Yeah. Look, the fundraising, it's the changing dynamic of college athletics. You know, years ago, I had a friend who was a college coach, and he left college coaching, and he said, it's no longer about basketball. And he just wanted to coach basketball. So he did something else and coached high school. Because he said, I'm not going to make any money coaching.
Right.
But now it's more about the basketball.
Right.
I think the role of athletic director is how much money can you raise?
Yes.
And, you know, the credentials, that sounds like what they went with.
Yeah.
And that's sort of where it is these days.
I mean, he's had plenty of, obviously, experience at high-level places, you know, Georgia, Alabama, and then finally being the AD at Georgia Tech. So on paper, it looks like a really good hire for Michigan State for what they want to do. And that's get more money involved in the program, because that was the downfall of Alan Holler.
You know, and it's get on board or with the NIL stuff or where
right.
you fall behind.
Yep.
And, you know, the truth is all these decisions that are being made about adding playoff, expanding March Madness, mm-hmm. or adding playoff teams for football. It's all how do we create more revenue streams because we got to pay the players.
Yeah.
And, you know, this House ruling that's going to allow the schools to basically pay them directly. I think what we have seen is the end of the arms race. If you haven't built the waterfall in your atrium of your football building,
right.
you're not going to get one
right.
now.
Because it's not that important.
It's not that important, and that's how they used to do things. But now,
it's like everything else in this world, this country, it's all about money. Everything
yeah.
revolves around money, getting money to support certain things. You know, you want to have all your big time events come to your town, you got to get corporate sponsorships. You have to raise money.
And unfortunately, it's a movement towards getting away from some of what made college athletics great.
Right.
Because college athletics is just looking, college football specifically, which let's face it, that's the one people care about the most.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to look more and more like the NFL. And the charm of college football is that it wasn't the NFL. The charm of college football was rivalries and, you know, the conferences and seeing the same teams every year. But with the way this thing is starting to align, the non-conference fun in September, I think, is probably going to start to go away.
And there'll be better conference. Like, the conference matchups week in, week out was fun. But, you know, we've seen rivalries die because of that, too.
I mean, if USC Notre Dame dies, that's going to be a shame. I mean, look, I'm glad Michigan's playing Oklahoma. And hopefully those – I mean, I know they have a series set up with Notre Dame in about 8-9 years, something like that. I just hope at least you're going to have one of those. That's why, you know, when I was in for Mike, we were discussing, you know, this whole Big Ten SEC, you know, matchup type of thing. And I liked it as a fan because it guarantees you're going to see one really good, you know, non-conference game that you don't have guarantees anymore.
I've found that over the last couple of weeks, you know, reading everything about what's going on in the game, I just keep going back to get me to Saturdays. Why am I doing this to myself? Why am I reading all this? Because I think there are real concerns about killing the goose.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's irrational why we packed 100,000 seat stadiums. And if we start getting away from the reasons we were able to do so, we, like you and I, run the athletic department anywhere.
Exactly.
But if you start getting more and more away from that, you know, what are we doing? But see how it plays itself out. 248-539-9797. Let's talk some Lions. We'll do it next. Here on Carson Anderson on the road from Oakland Hills, the fifth annual Game Above Detroit Sports Golf Commission Classic. It is Carson Anderson, Stoney in here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, sports fans, I'd like to talk for a minute about the best restaurant in the state to catch a game. Twin Peaks, with restaurant experiences really taking a nosedive and service really missing the mark. Twin Peaks has upped their game quite a bit. It starts with the culture. Starts with the cooks coming in at 7 a.m. every day to begin preparing those dynamite dishes you crave. Then, of course, the beautiful Twin Peaks girls. It takes an extensive training to get them on the floor, and once they do, they deliver an experience no guest can live without. And, of course, what brings it all together? Sports. They boast wall-to-wall TVs, some as big as 98 inches, brings all the action that you crave. Detroit is playing their best baseball in years. You couple that with the hockey and basketball playoffs, football just around the corner. You got the scratch kitchen with items like the smoked chicken wings and thighs, the ribs, even the hand-cut New York strip steaks. And don't get me started on the bar. Outside of the coldest draft beer you'll ever have, poured at a nice cold 29 degrees, they boast an extensive craft cocktail list featuring a wide variety of tequilas and bourbons. If you're tired of spending $20 on fast food or dining out with a server that just doesn't care, stop by your nearest lodge and see the difference today. Twin Peaks, eight drinks, scenic views. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Stoney's in for Anderson today. Champ, the City of Detroit Grand Prix weekend was awesome. Chump, the Tiger fans who nitpick every Tiger loss, they are not going to win every game. That's from Bubba and Novot. Well, look, we've gone back to what is a reasonable amount of complaining.
Yeah.
You lose for a reason. Something goes wrong. Some plan goes wrong. Some player fails. Over the course of 162, if you treat every baseball game like an NFL football game,
you're going to drive yourself. Exactly. But it's okay to not treat every game like an NFL game, but to react to the moment. Yeah. And Saturday, the moment was, you know, why did he take Scooble out? And I understand it. I understand why he did it, and I understand why people were pissed off. If Brisky would have come in, gotten the guys, and they would have won, yeah, some people would have said why they take him out, but it wouldn't have been an issue. It's because they lost the game. But you still have to score runs.
Yeah, that was a problem. Yeah. Champ of the week is Scotty Scheffler. Champ of the week is the fans at the UFL game who took a bunch of bobbleheads to resell them on eBay for $100 and leaving people with none.
Wow.
Right.
Really?
Kang, you're a collectible guy.
What's a Jake Bates bobblehead go for
what
these
is it,
days?
What does a UFL bobblehead go for these days?
I had no idea until that text came up. I'd have to look at eBay. The market is what the market is. And if that guy's right and they're selling for $100, not asking, because that's two different things, people. They're actually selling for $100, then that's what it's worth, I guess. I would not have thought that.
There's also something about hoarders. Like, if every fan that wanted to go to the game didn't get one. I mean, this text is a little short on details, But if you got your one bobblehead and decided to resell it, there's nothing wrong with that. If you managed to take a bunch of bobbleheads and took them away from fans who got none, I could see why somebody would be upset.
So, it looks like
let me ask you this, Ken.
Yeah.
What, in your mind, what is more valuable, a Jake Bates Detroit Lion bobblehead, if there was one, or a Jake Bates Michigan Panther bobblehead?
First off, apparently the Panther ones are selling for around $60. That's what they seem to be going for. Which one do I think would be worth more? I would go with, I don't know, it is unique. The Panther one is unique, I'm not going to lie. So I guess I'll take the Panther by a slight margin here.
Okay.
And you had to go to a Panther game, so I feel like a lot less people are going to those games.
But more importantly, who would win a fight between a lion and a panther?
Are we talking Jake Bates as a panther and Jake Bates as a lion?
No, I mean real lion and a real panther.
If you had to fight yourself, who would win?
John and Warren says, I'm so sick of people nitpicking this team. We're in first place. We're 19 games above 500. It's June 2nd. Please save it for late August. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, look, if they go into a down turn, yes, let's, you know, pick away. I will.
Well, yeah, I mean, like always, I guess, within reason, but I suppose the debate is, well, what is technically within reason? Everybody has a different definition of what's within reason. Next text, I love Scheffler, just does his job and dominates. Reminds me of Leonard Skinner back in the day. Not flashy, just goes up to the microphone and crushes it. That's from Max and Bath.
Wow, I never thought of that analogy. Scotty Scheffler and ooh, that smell.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wasn't on my bingo card for today's show.
No, it really wasn't. You know, if you're thinking about your Rory McIlroy's more of a free bird, I guess. I don't know.
There you go.
Leonard Skinner.
All right, let's talk some lines.
Yes.
So over the weekend, some news came out, and I don't know what to make of it, but my opinion on some things are changing. Well, let's start with this. We await word on a Hutch contract extension, right? I mean, that's probably
– Didn't she just walk in past us?
I thought I saw Carol Hutch.
Yeah, just saw
She's
Hutch.
Here, yeah. we await word on an Aiden Hutchinson contract extension. We got J-Mo's extension, which is a storyline that looms. And then rumblings came out about Alex Anzalone perhaps wanting a new contract. And then Frank Ragnow over the weekend. And Dave Burkett of the Free Press wrote about it. That did seem to confirm that that was the reason he was not at training camp, or at OTA, excuse me, which are voluntary. And I kind of wonder how the fans feel about news of vets wanting new deals. And, you know, it is a business and this is their livelihood. What I find a changing dynamic of pressure that is being put on Lions fans, and I mean this sincerely, I think the pressure is now changed where there is such a sense of urgency that this opportunity cannot go wasted. They've got to win a Super Bowl here.
Yeah.
This era of Lions football has to produce a Super Bowl. And what I think scares us is the idea that either the Detroit Lions or, you know, the organization or something will happen. What scares us, where we get in our own way, that some self-inflicted storyline can disrupt this team's opportunity to win a Super Bowl.
Yes, and we look at this team as, you know, cliche, the gritty and all that stuff. We're not worried about that stuff. We're a team. The other, you know, the business side of it doesn't make a difference, and if you're not on board that way, you know, we don't need you. But Frank Ragnow's the guy that they need. And I, you know, Anzalone's in the same situation, but I think Ragnow is like the third highest paid center in the league right now, but he wants more guaranteed money. For this year, his contract is, the base is $9 million, his signing bonus, which he already got, obviously, so he has $1,200,000 in the bank already. So, I mean, look, he's one of the best centers in the National Football League, if not the best. Yes, you want him happy. He does get injured a little bit. He's going to be 30 years old, 29 this season.
One of the great things about him, though, is he gets injured and he plays.
Yes.
And he plays well. Like, if it's crazy, the two guys that are wanting more money, is the veterans, Anzalone and Ragnow, and the reports seem to confirm that that's what's going on here. These are two guys that put it all on the line.
Yes.
Ragnow plays through injury and has played hurt for a couple of years, we hear documented.
Anzalone came back and played with an injured limb.
Yeah, he had, you know, cast it up on playing. So these are heart and soul guys that have literally put their bodies on the line to help you win. And they're both really good. But financially, where are they on the priority food chain? Because Lions have locked up a lot of young players who are due contracts. And those young players have to be the priority over the aging veteran.
Yeah, look.
But this goes back to this weird pressure we have, which it's awesome that the Lions are really good. But this sense of urgency, I feel cranked up to an all-time high. We just can't let this opportunity slip past without winning a Super Bowl. And there's, like, you don't want to put the cart before the horse in terms of giving people contracts that might get in the way of signing players or acquiring players that help you win now.
Especially Ragnow, who's so freaking vital.
He is.
To the strength of the team, which is the offensive line. Look, is he, if it doesn't get resolved, is he going to hold out? No, I wouldn't think so. So I think people worrying about that are a little bit premature. You want him happy, obviously, because he does, you know, at that position, he's so important. But I really take exception. There are people out there, nationally and some locally, the window is this year and that's it. Or maybe this year, next year. I completely disagree with that. And the reason I do is because, taking Ragnow and Anzalone aside, okay, the core of this team, their best players, are all signed for the next few years, and they're all, you know, young. Their best players, for the most part, young and signed. No problem.
Yeah, and the other thing that drives a team to be able to keep the window open longer is drafting well. If you're drafting well, that means you're replacing aging out veterans with young, cheaper options. And, you know, until I see otherwise, I'm pretty comfortable with the guy who's drafting. But there's a lot of pressure on Brad Holmes,
yes,
to get Tyleek Williams correct, to get Isaac Tesla correct, that those guys have to be worth it because there are difficult decisions looming. But, you know, the contract stuff, You see it. It's kind of in the backdrop of, hey, please don't get in your own way. Please don't. Because if you sign some of these guys to guaranteed money and give them more, that does limit what you can do with the trade deadline.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, so you want to have the most flexibility because we are just about the job. The primary goal here is to win the Super Bowl. We've never done it. So I wonder how fans feel when they see these stories of Anzalone and Ragnow, understanding that they are heart and soul guys that you want to take care of. You want them to be happy. They put it all on the line. They both famously have played with pain and done whatever they could to be on the field for the team. And yet, if they want new contracts, does that get in the way of bringing other players in?
Well, it also might get in the way of, like you mentioned, the trading deadline. If they can, you know, that's what they're saving some money for that, obviously. You can't afford to sit there at the trade deadline due to injury like we saw last year. All of a sudden, the Lions were fortunate to get Za'Darius Smith. Sometimes you might need a player might be available that you don't have any cap money for. That can't happen. And I think they're trying to make sure that doesn't happen. And I think
it's a business. I think it'll all get worked out. They'll figure out a way to give him more guaranteed money and work it out the other way.
Stoney is in for Gator, 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, get your votes in. We're on the road from Oakland Hills, the fifth annual Game Above Detroit Sports Commission Golf Classic here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Carson Anderson, Gators out. It is June 2nd. Welcome to June. I want to say goodbye to May, which I would argue May of 2025, for me, was the worst weather month of my lifetime when you talk about the expectation for the month.
I'm not a weather historian like you are, obviously. It was bad, though. April, conversely, was wonderful.
May was below expectation.
Yes, it was.
It's month above replacement. It's Mar. Was a low month above replacement. It was terrible
so
month.
April was like the Tigers, where May was like the Red Wings.
Yes. There you go.
May was historically the worst weather month in Michigan ever. Did you guys know that?
Why do you say that?
It was in May's I remember. That's how I know that.
I mean, right? It was terrible. It's a terrible month.
Yeah, and it finished, was it Saturday? Was Saturday May 31st?
What was funny?
Yeah, it was the worst.
My wife and I got up early yesterday and went for a walk. I walked outside. I was dressed like it was November. And I'm like, it's June 1st. So June, we have big expectations for you. It's time to bounce back. June needs to bounce back.
That's right. You listening, June?
Big comeback month. Feedback. Ragnow, a new deal. Trader release that old horse is done.
Oh, please. No, somebody with a pulse actually said that?
Yep.
Well, we're not sure you had a pulse.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I know.
Dying breath, sent the text, and then passed away with no pulse.
Exactly.
Here's one, and if we use the word holding out, or the term holding out, they are correct. This is from an unnamed texter. Frank and Anzalone are not holding out. These are voluntary workouts. They'll right. both be there when it's mandatory. Anzalone has to realize this is his last year here. Barnes just got paid, and Jack Campbell will get paid in 2026.
Yeah. I don't think we said it there, holding out.
I don't think we use the term holding out. If we did, that is correct. Right. Nobody is holding out.
You don't hold out from pajama football either.
No. Now, were they both sitting out, non-participants, at OTAs?
Yes.
When it wasn't injury-related? Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of a tough whatever the team does from our perspective, from those that aren't, that don't work for the Detroit Lions, from our perspective, whatever the team does, all we care about is how do you maximize your chances to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
That's it.
Nothing
That's
else
all.
Matters.
And yet what you build relationships with players, you like your guys, you appreciate what they do, you want them to be happy. But if there's no money for Anzalone and Ragnow because they have bigger plans, I can't get mad at the organization.
No, and these guys are not going to sit out the season over this. Let's be honest.
It would be a stunning development.
Yes.
Putting your wallet before the team is not what a player who's truly part of this culture should do. Anyone who's holding out, I would trade ASAP.
Like we said, it's not a holdout.
It's not a holdout. Big Anzalone is probably in a position as well with Campbell in front of him. He has the potential to play the position Ray Lewis did. He's a solid tackler. That kind of confused me. I don't know what they're getting at. Kang, do you have any thoughts on all this? Our producer back in our studio.
Yeah. Anzalone, I totally understand. I mean, this is when most players, you know, ask for more money is when there's 1 year left, you know, and you feel you've outplayed that contract. You see where the market is and you're looking, hey, let's renegotiate. Let's do this. That's normal. I think the Ragnow caught me off guard. And I think it caught a lot of fans off guard because he has 2 years left and he's positionally the fourth highest paid at his position. So it's not like he's been surpassed by a bunch of guys. Right. Or even other, you know, backups and things like that. I think what his deal is, though, he doesn't have any guaranteed money left on his contract with Frank Ragnow. And I think my guess is, just a guess, that he wants to rework his deal to make sure he gets some guaranteed on his deal. Because
yes.
I think Matthew Stafford did the same thing with L.A. He had a big contract, but at the end of it, nothing was guaranteed. So he started talking to them like, hey, I want to rework my deal. And people outside were like, well, you have a huge deal, but none of it's guaranteed. I think Ragnow's doing the same thing as my thought. But like I said, 2 years left, you know, and you're still top five in your position getting paid. Yeah, a lot of fans, they're not going to take that kindly, you know?
So I got this weird feeling, and I think probably what drives this is we went through a decade of Tiger baseball where they competed for the World Series, right?
Mm-hmm.
They never got to the mountaintop. And you look back and you go, oh, this team was really close. That team was really close. A whole bunch of teams were really close, but they never got to the mountaintop. And here we got this Lions team.
They've been close.
That there's no question the culture and the feel around this Lions team has changed. It's way better than it's ever been by any measurement in my lifetime. Consistently good. I mean, 15-2 last year. They might not win 15 games again in the near future.
No.
And they did it all with a depleted roster. And it was unbelievable. But as we learned and we knew, it guarantees nothing.
Nothing. I think and they could be a better team this year with a worse record.
In fact, I think in some ways it's probable.
Yeah.
That they will be a better team with a worse record.
Yeah.
And it just goes back to anything that could disrupt the team, I don't want to hear about. Like, I don't want to, I don't want it to become an issue. So veteran players who want new contracts, that's fine, because we haven't reached a point where it's impacting Sundays yet. Mm-hmm. But is this the beginning of something that might impact Sundays?
We don't know. Look, when actual training camp starts, when they actually put pads and helmets on, mm-hmm. and if they're not there and it lingers, then there could be some cause for concern. It's more like, all right, who's going to be the replacements? And I know I saw that actually what Sorsdahl was actually getting some snaps at center like the, as a third stringer, which, because I thought he's pretty much gone anyway, but at least they're finding some use for him. But no, that's the time to worry a little bit if you're going to worry. Not now.
Yeah, and I still love where this organization is. I still think Frank Ragnow and Alex Anzalone are incredibly important players right now. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's any question they're closer to the end than the beginning. And I don't think there's any question that the younger players that you have to re-sign have to be the priority.
Right.
And when you're an aging NFL player, it's tough. It's tough. The guys around you are getting these monster contracts, and you're in the last couple of years of a deal that you – and this is where your fans kind of – hey, you can lose the fans. If it becomes an issue, you signed a deal that you were happy with. Fulfill your obligation.
Look, barring in major injury or anything like that, and I know he's been hurt before. These are not the last couple of years of Frank Ragnow, in my opinion, unless he decides he just wants to quit. Because you look at the position, and you see offensive linemen play for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Kelce at that same position played for a long, long time. Frank Ragnow is still a terrific player, one of the best at his position, and I see no reason to think for the next 3-4 years he still won't be a top offensive lineman, a top center.
The only reason is injury, right?
Yes.
You just get sick of getting your body beat up. You get sick of putting it on the line. It's difficult. Like, that's the only thing that feels like it could slow down Frank Ragnow. And I'm not mad at him.
No.
No, it's a tough, tough way to make a living.
I mean, he's played with broken toes. He's played with all sorts of stuff. It's like a hockey player dressed in a football. Is it dressed as a football?
248-539-9797. Your thoughts on, you know, taking care of the veterans, that balance, though, of making sure you don't lose any young guys. Because that's at some point there is going to be a painful walk away.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most painful young player they've lost so far? The only one that pops in my head is a Fatou Melifarmu.
Yeah, that wasn't painful.
That's not really that painful.
Not painful.
But, you know,
Gardner Johnson, was that painful? No.
No, it really wasn't.
No.
248-539-9797. Also get your champ and chump votes in. We do it every Monday. Who had the best weekend? Who needs to be called out? We tally up the votes and post on our website who the people select. Champ and chump of the weekend. Stoney's in for Gator. 97 won the ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize but focus on many different areas of the law. You wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine. Why would you do that with your lawyer? Specialization, it really matters. Educated consumers will choose Michigan Auto Law. Do your research and learn more at autolaw.com. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's Autolaw.com. To answer a question that gets asked, we're not playing golf today.
No, we're not playing.
No.
That was one of the beauties of doing the morning show, if we'd have to come out and do a show from here or anywhere, because we'd be off the air at 10, and usually shotguns around 11:30, so if I was invited to play, I could
perfect.
Say yes.
Yeah.
Be a little tired, but, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Dave is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
We're good, Dave.
Good.
Good to hear from you guys this morning, man. I'm an avid listener. You know, I
Thank
love
you.
The show. Gotta say, man, it's what a time to be a Detroit fan, right? You know, everywhere, you know, you gotta say it's been going good. But concerning the Lions talks and all this contract talks, you know, we got $64 million in cap space. You know, I with Ragnow, I don't understand. You gotta lock him up, give him that 3-year extension that he deserved and worked his butt off to get. I think he's one of the core pieces with Panay. We're coming to the final years of the contract, the Carlton Davis, guys like Derek Barnes and Tim Patrick. You know, those guys are proven players that have impacted us. But, you know, we do have new talent, and Brad we trust. But, you know, just as Lions fans, man, I really the complacency, man, we're so quick to jump to, scared to be in this position almost, you know. And As a avid Lions fan for 20 years now, I could say, you know, we went through these seasons. We've seen the ups and downs of this team and the struggles. And just to be appreciative of what we have now and locking up these guys and knowing that we're going to have a team that's going to go out there and perform at its best. Because look at who we have, the coach of the year, Dan Campbell, the meat-biting man himself. You know, and so I
would never use a word complacency about the fan base. I don't think that anybody's complacent. You know, the challenge of signing veteran players is it cuts into flexibility of what else you can do. I mean, they just let Za'Darius Smith go, who was scheduled to make $5.5-6 million. Wasn't that what it was?
Something like that.
That tells you that things are kind of tight, because it feels like he'd be an easy player to keep. Given their cap space situation, but that obviously wasn't the case.
I think they want to get him in a cheaper route.
They of course
have, they have enough money to spend.
But you can see, if they want a player like that for less money, is it? You know, I don't know that they wouldn't want other veterans for less money. They don't. Were they planning on paying those guys more when they let Za'Darius Smith go?
I mean, they have. As far as I'm looking at SpotTrack, which is the website, and it says top 51 cap space of their roster, $40 million, which is fourth. So they're 17th in the league in total cap. So they have money to spend.
I guess everything's on hold until Hutch gets signed, too, right?
Yes. And, you know, look, the salary cap can be finagled. Really good teams have been able to do that. I mean, when they sign Hutch or anybody else, you would imagine Goff, they'll come to him and try to restructure his deal because he, you know, because I think, what, next year it's worth $70 million or something for next year, his cap hit?
I don't know exactly, but I know it does. There's a lot of ballooning cap hits.
Yeah, I mean, so, look, the cap goes up every year. So, yeah, I mean, in next year, his base salary is $55 million next year.
So I said, did they let Za'Darius Smith go anticipating this? Maybe not, but they did draft two interior offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. And now that we see that Ragnow might want a new deal, was this a, okay, let's see if we can develop the next guy and save some money there? I don't want to lose Frank Ragnow, but...
No, but it's still, you're still trying to develop guys. You want somebody who's better than Graham Glasgow, okay? You want more depth. That's the reason you drafted. And Rutledge, people think he's going to start, possibly.
Yeah.
So you drafted a starter who's going to be on a rookie deal for a while, and you drafted the kid from LSU, Frazier. He supposedly has a really high upside, and then when Glasgow's ready to retire, he goes in there, and you have guys who can play both sides of guard. It's a no-brainer what they did. I love what they did in that position.
Mark is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So
sure.
I really like Kang's take and just kind of articulating the difference between Anzalone and Ragnow in terms of the timing. And I think the situation with Ragnow is, to me, kind of the downside to loyalty and being about, quote-unquote, our guys, is that sometimes you're going to get some guys who are going to ask for more loyalty out of you than you might have to give. I do think the cap situation is an awkward one because we have to give some new contracts coming up that are going to hit hard, like Hutch is. You know, so the number right now on paper is going to change. And I think this is also Ragnow. One of the things we really love about the offensive line and the locker room and all that is the culture there. And what we don't want is the drama of somebody not showing up prepared. So as long as Ragnow doesn't do any of that and this is just, hey, I would like more money, not a big deal. But if there's any of the sort of diva behaviors, I'd have a problem with that.
I do not anticipate Frank Ragnow ever being called a diva. I think when the season starts, when training camp starts, or whenever he shows up, he'll be ready to go. I just want to clarify one thing on Jared Goff. His cap hit for next year is $69,600,000. That needs to be reworked.
Yeah, that seems awfully high, like too big of a percentage of the cap.
And it will get reworked.
So, is not showing up for OTAs a big deal?
No.
Probably not. Does it tell you, though, that something hasn't gone the way the player wants? Has the player and the agent approached the organization about a new contract?
You would assume so.
And if they got the response they wanted, would the player be at OTAs?
Probably. But, you know, maybe they're just sitting there and saying, listen, here's the deal. I understand your position. We want to get Hutch done before this season, whether you agree with that or not, whatever. I have no idea if it's true. So they say to Ragnow, Anzalone, when Hutch is done, we'll see what then we'll take care of you.
If it were you then, would you say, that's not satisfactory, I'm not going to be at OTAs?
Me?
Because that doesn't feel like something that would keep a player.
You're asking a person who likes to work even when I'm not getting paid. But, yeah.
To be clear, Stoney is getting paid
yes,
today.
Yes, I am. But you know what I'm saying. So if I was a normal human being, yeah, I would stay away. What's the big deal? It's OTAs.
Well, I mean, neither of them are like a quarterback. But
the center is like the quarterback of the O-line.
And I do get where you want somebody like Ragnow to be around Ratledge and Frazier just to get that, you know, big brother type of inspiration.
Again, I keep going back to please don't let any of this get in the way. It's not creating drama where there isn't any yet.
Right.
I don't think we are.
No.
But the sense of urgency is there, right? This team is in the best shape of our lives when it comes to winning a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. If they don't win a Super Bowl, I hope it's only because other teams were better, not because the Lions did something to themselves.
Or that Josh Reynolds didn't have better hands.
Well, that's kind of an example of shooting yourself in the foot.
Right.
Making a play that he was certainly, as a player, you have respect for the player, and that's why you think the player should make that play.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that was not a forced error.
No.
On really, specifically the 3rd and 10 one. The 3rd and 10 one was not a forced error.
No, the 4th and 2 one was,
It was a very catchable ball, but it was a little bit tougher.
I will go to my grave thinking that that was more Josh Reynolds' fault than Dan Campbell for not kicking the field goal.
Well, when your job is to, okay, if we're not going to go for it, do we have a play that can get us the first down? And the answer was yes.
Yeah, and it was right there.
I don't know why we're litigating a game from 2 years ago.
I know.
248-539-9797. There's no question that the culture has changed. Team's chances to win has changed. And now every minutia gets dissected, and understandably so, because so much is on the line. So when you hear rumblings that a couple of veteran heart and soul guys might want new deals, which is why they weren't at OTAs, it's truly not a big deal yet.
And
you just don't want it to be.
And, you know, I can't come up with examples off the top of my head, but you knew, Doug, you know this. A lot of this happens a lot to good teams. They get in this situation where they decisions have to be made, and players always seem to want more, and rightfully so. And they use a little leverage that they might have. And if OTA is a leverage, that's the only thing. So be it. Enjoy your fishing.
All right. Everything we got in Detroit, we like to make it better. We open up the suggestion box at 12:05. Plus, we have a French Quarter prison escapee update day 17.
Ooh.
Was there a sighting of one of the two finalists? We'll get to that at noon here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.